In days of old, Jesus Christ went up onto the mount. There he taught the multitudes what the kingdom is about. He gave a glimpse of what would come, the new and living way. When he sat to teach them all, this is what he said. He said, Makarios the spiritual paupers, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Makarios those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Makarios the gentle, oh yes, the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Makarios those hungering and thirsting after righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Makarios the merciful, Makarios the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Makarios the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Makarios the peacemakers, oh the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Makarios the persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Makarios are you when men insult you. They persecute and say all kinds of evil, but when they speak it falsely on account of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is very great in heaven when you suffer because of me. For you are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world. Do not lose your savor, and don't hide under a bowl, 'cause if the salt should lose its saltiness, it's gonna be thrown out. I need you shining in the world to cast the darkness out. For I came not to abolish the law or any of the prophets. I came not to abolish but to fulfill. And truly I do say to you, until heaven and earth away have passed, not the smallest letter or stroke of the law shall pass away till all is accomplished. Whoever annuls the least commandment and teaches others to do the same shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But he who keeps and teaches them will be great. For unless your righteousness is found better than the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. And now I need to talk about some things you think that you know. I hope you'll pay attention, and I hope you'll grow. I never meant for you to check your lists off. I always wanted your hearts. Motives mean a lot to me, so this is where I'll start. You've heard it said in days of old, thou shalt not murder, but I tell you truly, you ought not hate your brother. For he who's angry with his brother without a cause, or calls him empty head, or you fool, he will be liable for judgment to the council and hell of fire. So if you go to present your offering and remember your brother and cringe, then go be reconciled and get your conscience cleansed. And if you're on the road with your creditor, then make a swift settlement, lest he take you to the judge. You won't be free till you've paid the last cent. You've heard it said in days of old, do not commit adultery, but I tell you truly, do not look lustfully. For better to escape the fire of hell than commit adultery in your heart. So if your eye offends, you better pluck it out. You've heard it said in days of old, just give her a writ of divorce, but I tell you truly, it's not that matter of course. 'Cause if she didn't commit an infidelity, then you're poor, yea, out in moikuthanai, and he who marries a divorced woman, he moikatai. You've heard it said in days of old, thou shalt not swear false vows, but I tell you truly, do not swear oaths at all. Neither by heaven, for it's God's throne, the earth is his footstool. So let your yes be yes, and let your no be no. You've heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I tell you truly, do not resist evil men forsooth. If he slaps you on the left cheek, then turn to him your right. And if he takes your cloak, give him your tunic, do not fight. And if he forces you to go 1 mile with him, then go with him too. And give to him who makes demands, do not refuse the one who borrows. You've heard it said, just love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say love your enemies and pray for those who persecute thee. In order to be children of your Father in heaven, this is what you must do. For he makes his sun to shine on the evil and the good. And he sends his rain on the righteous and the unrighteous, it's true. If you love the ones who love you, what good will that do? For don't the tax collectors and the Gentiles love their friends and hate their enemies? So just be perfect, like your Father who's heavenly. So beware of practicing your righteousness to be noticed by men. Otherwise you'll have no reward with your Father in heaven. When you give your alms, don't sound a trumpet as the hypocrites do. They want to be honored by men, but truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. So when you give your alms, don't let your left hand know what the right's doing. Then your Father who sees your alms in secret, he will repay thee. When you pray, don't stand in synagogues or on streets as hypocrites do. But go into your inner room, and your Father in secret hears you. And when you pray, don't keep on babbling on and on and on, as the Gentiles they do. They won't be heard for their many words, for your Father knows just what you need before you ask him. So when you pray in this way. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom, yes, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us all our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from the evil one. If you forgive men of their transgressions, your heavenly Father will then forgive you. But the same is true if you don't forgive. Your Father will not forgive you. When you fast, don't wear a gloomy face as all the hypocrites do. They want everyone to know they're fasting, but truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. So when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face. And your Father who sees you in secret will repay you in his own way. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on this earth, where moth and rust destroy, and thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and thieves don't steal and break in. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So make up your mind, make up your mind where you want to go. Make up your mind. Please won't you make up your mind. Just make up your mind on where you want to go. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters. He will hate the one and love the other, or he'll hold to one and he'll despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Do not worry for your life nor for your body. What shall I eat? What shall I drink? What shall I wear? Look at the birds of the air, they do not sow, nor do they reap, nor do they gather into barns that your father feeds them. Aren't you worth more than these? How by worrying can thee add a single cubit to your height span? Do not worry for your clothing, what will you wear? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't toil, they don't spin, yet not even Solomon in all of his glory was clothed like one of them. Well, if God so arranged the grass of the field, which is alive today and is burned tomorrow, will he not do much more for you, O men of little faith? So do not be anxious then for the earthly things that men they seek, and your heavenly Father knows you need them. But seek ye first his kingdom, seek ye first his kingdom, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and his righteousness, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, these things are added to you then. So do not worry about tomorrow, sufficient for each day is its own evil. Do not judge, lest you be judged. In the way that you judge, you shall be judged. With the measure that you use, it will be measured unto you and more. Why do you look at your brother's eye and see his speck? But you fail to observe there's a beam in your own eye. How could you fail to inspect? Tell me, how could you say to your brother, let me remove that speck from your eye? Lest he then reply, oh no, my brother, there's a beam coming out of your eye. You hypocrite, 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 first take the beam from your eye. Then you will see very clearly to help remove your brother's sty. Do not judge, lest you be judged. In the way that you judge, you shall be judged. With the measure that you use, it will be measured unto you and more. So do not judge, for with the judgment that you judge, you'll be judged. And with the measure that you use, it will be measured to you. You ought to know there's a place where the hypocrites go with burning souls. So take this to heart, don't play the hypocrite part, and do not judge, 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 judge. Why do you look unto your brother's eye and see his tiny speck, but you don't notice a beam in your own eye, you hypocrite? How can you say to your brother, let me take that speck from your eye? Lest he reply, I, oh no, no, my brother, there is a beam coming out from your own eye, eye. You hypocrite, first take the beam out of your own injured eye, then you will see very clearly to remove your brother's tie. Oh, please don't be the man with the tree growing out of his eye. You crazy guy, you might be the one with the spiritual problem. So do not judge, 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 judge. Do not give what is holy to the dogs. Do not go cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and then turn and tear you, tear you into pieces with their lack of gratitude. Do not give what is holy to the dogs.
Do not go cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and then turn and tear you into pieces with their lack of gratitude. Ask and it shall be given unto you, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Please keep this in mind. To him who asks it shall be given, and he who seeks shall find. To him who knocks the door shall be opened. Please keep this in mind. For which of you would give his son a stone if he asked for a loaf of bread? Or if he asked you for a fish, would give him a serpent instead? If you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, then how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Therefore do unto others as you would have them do unto you. For this is the law and the prophets, summed up like a golden rule. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And many are those who enter by it, but the gate is small and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. Beware of the false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. For grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor are figs gathered from thistles. Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but every bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good. So every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruits. So then you will know them by their fruits, by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father. On that day, many people will say, Lord, Lord, in your name have we not done many prophecies, miracles, and cast out demons? But then I will declare to them, I never knew you, you wicked men. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, you who practice lawless deeds. And now I have a story to tell about a house that stood and a house that fell. It involves two very different kinds of men. So tell me, who will you be then? 'Cause everyone who hears these words of mine and does them is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And when the rains and the floods came, and the winds did rage, the house it stood firm, 'cause it was built on the rock called the Lord. But everyone who hears my words and does not do them, that man's like a fool who built his house on the sand. And when the rains and the floods and the winds, they came to call, the fool's house it fell. Ha! And I'm telling you, great was its fall. Great was its fall. When Jesus Christ had finished all these sayings unto them, the people were amazed at all his teaching. He taught them all as one who had authority to teach, not like the scribes who tried but failed to practice what they preached. So there's an end to what's been called the Sermon on the Mount. Possibly the greatest sermon I could now recount. And now I hope that you've enjoyed just how I chose to share some of Jesus' greatest words I ever did hear. I did hear.